Welcome back to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner visiting now with Norwalk Boys cross country coach Chad Larson. And coach, been about a week since the state meetup at Fort Dodge. The team got fifth this year, and an improvement of 8 spots over last year. I know you really wanted to get up on that podium, the top three, but it looks like the guys did pretty well overall.
Yeah, you can't be unhappy with a fifth place finish. You know, the guys, all 7 of them had really pretty decent races, which is all you really can ask for. We were hoping we might be able to sneak in the top three, but you know, we did outperform our ranking, so we're happy. We're satisfied with the performances, and fifth place is pretty darn good.
What was the day like up there? Was the weather pretty good for you? And, you know, how did you feel like the guys performed out there as a team?
Yeah, the weather was perfect. I can't think of a day of state meet that we've had as good a weather as we did last Friday. Yeah, so as a team, they had their strategy, and I think they executed it. It might not have been the best strategy, but I don't know if it could have changed things. We wanted to make sure we got out quick and within the right, say, packs within the competitors, and get near the front and try to hold on. But the whole group went out quick, a little quicker than what we're used to, and it was a challenge to keep the pacing going. But they all performed pretty well, within seconds of what they did at the Fort Dodge meet a few weeks before. So overall, can't complain. Really, pretty happy.
Important to remember that Class 4A is just, it's an animal in cross country. It's the big schools, and Tegan Kralik was able to get in that top 15 and get an individual medal, all-state status as a junior, a big step forward for him this year. Talk about what he was able to do up there.
Yeah, Tegan has had a fantastic season this year, super consistent throughout the year, really running good times. Almost every course he ran, he broke our school record for that course, including that state. So he now owns our school record. Finishing in top 14 or top 15 with 14th place finish is pretty darn impressive for a junior, and we're really, really excited to have him coming back. It'll be our first medal winner to be returning the next year. So he's going to be really hungry to do even better next year. And certainly you look at the top 15 group, there's a lot of guys coming back, and it's amazing how much the overall state has improved in cross country. Our team had an average time of 16:20, which is 10 seconds better than our best average. And if you compare it to previous years, that could have got us in the top three a couple times. So times are getting harder and harder to do well against the competition, but I think the guys are really excited for the challenge. Already looking forward to next year.
And then prior to the state qualifying meet and the state meet was conference, and you're able to get back on top of the Little Hawkeye Conference this year with the championship there, and really an impressive score there, and kind of a dominating performance at the conference meet. Had to be pleased.
Super pleased, yeah. The Newton course is a challenging course. Lots of hills and turns, quick 180 degree turns and kind of side hill running. So we went in there hoping we could execute to the plan, and the guys did awesome. Taking first place, be our fourth time in the last 5 years that we won the conference championship. So very, very happy with actually the whole championship part of the season. We went in state meet with a lot of momentum and confidence, and it showed in our performance.
Once again, we're talking with Norwalk Boys cross country coach Chad Larson on Coach's Corner, recapping the 2024 season. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, coach, but I think you had almost the same 7 guys run all your varsity meets this year, if not close to it.
We did, yeah. It's the first time we've had all 7. In my coaching time, we've had all 7 of the same 7 guys. Our 8, 9, 10 guys moved around a little bit, but top 7 stayed the same all season. They moved a little bit in between themselves, but they all kept the top 7.
You mentioned it. It's very rare. How are they able to do that, just to stay healthy physically and avoid illnesses, or maybe just run through it throughout the year?
there's definitely some running through some illnesses throughout the season. I think every team probably deals with that. We've been fortunate that we didn't have any, you know, major injuries. Some guys had some sorenesses here and there, but we're able to work through it. So, yeah, fortunate season regarding being able to keep those seven guys healthy. I know, DCG had two guys, their top two, that had to deal with injuries that they were able to get them ready for a state meet, but throughout the season had that challenge to have to deal with top two guys out. We were fortunate all season not to have to have that.
Well, you had four seniors on the varsity roster. Just kind of tell me a little bit about each one and what they've meant to the program.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. These four guys have been part of the program for many, many years. Some of them have been running cross country since seventh grade. So our first senior is Tony Anania. Of course, you know him quite well from track and winning the 1600, and had really big aspirations coming in the cross country season. Had an excellent season. He can't be disappointed with his performance. Tony is the kind of guy that, all the other guys kind of, gravitate to, and he's just so motivational for those guys. He's so dedicated, works so hard. He's been the tremendous role model for our younger kids, and he soaks it up. He loves it. He loves being a great teammate, and I think his presence will continue as he leaves and the other guys start trying to mimic what he's done. And Grant Wallace would be our next guy. He's been part of the program all, the 6 years that he could be. Just a solid guy. Every single year, he brings it, consistent in his workouts, committed to the program, always puts his head down, does the work, never complains. Just a great role model as well. And then Henry Gross. And Henry had a tremendous freshman season and started his sophomore season on a roll, running low 16s as a sophomore. And then had a stress fracture that took him out the rest of the season and into the next track season. And it took him most of his junior year to recover from that. And he had some pretty high hopes to be able to break 16 this year. It just didn't come for him. But he is one of the hardest workers I've ever seen, even when he had a stress fracture. Whatever he could do, he was on the bike, he was in the pool, he committed himself to staying physically fit, and if his injury did heal, he was ready to run. Just a tremendous, tremendous work ethic out of him. He does everything right, does all the 1% right. Fantastic, fantastic leader. And lastly is Corbin Oswald, also part of the program for 6 years. He's been fully dedicated, all 6 years, just like the other guys. They're so close together. They're so good about including the younger guys. He's really, really good about, interacting with our younger freshmen and seeing a different side of a senior and a leader. He's just been a solid all 4 years for us, been varsity all 4 years, and just a great leader to have. Our younger guys have some big shoes to fill. We've got other seniors that also been part of the program for 6 years, and those guys are leaving a really nice mark on the program. You look at our performances for our three out of the 4 years, we're in the top six at state. It's hard to beat that, really. Unless you're Dolling, but really, really awesome job by our senior group, and be hard to fill their shoes for sure.
And then as you look ahead to next year, obviously Tegan Krawluck's going to be back, Axel Beaton, and Sam Parker as well coming back. And then four spots available now, four spots for people to fight for and compete for. What are the expectations looking at for 2025?
Yeah, so we you're right. We do have more spots to fill. So Sam Burrow was probably our most consistent number eight guy. And anytime we were able to run 10 for varsity, he was certainly in that group. He's a sophomore now, so coming back as a junior, he's going to fill that role pretty quick and easy. Not far behind him will be Lane Osterloh. junior this year, being a senior next year. He really finished the season really strong. So I expect he'll be up there. Jeremiah Brown is the other guy that's been in the top 10 all season long. He's new to the program this year, has run track last couple of years. So he's got a lot of growing to do yet. This is his first year to kind of figure out what cross country is like. I fully expect that he'll be pushing for the top 7 next year. And then from there, who knows? There's some guys that are getting better every day. Harrison Bice and Brayden Vogel. And I won't rule out some of the freshmen this year, the Hawk brothers and the Wright brothers. And maybe our 8th grade group that's going to come into as freshmen. They took second at middle school state. Brayden Waldebach finishing second overall. So it's going to be exciting to see how things shake out next year. I think we'll still be competing for another state spot. And the guys are going to be pretty excited about being able to continue the tradition of being able to qualify for state as a team.
Before we let you go, Coach, any postseason meets coming up for the guys?
Yeah, this weekend we're traveling to Sioux Falls, South Dakota for the NXR Nike Cross Regionals, bringing our top 20 guys to compete. Our varsity squad did get selected to compete in the championship race. We're one of 6 Iowa schools competing in it. And there's 33 schools in total across 7 states. So pretty exciting, pretty good opportunity, massive, huge meet, pretty cool environment.
All right, that's been Norwalk Boys Cross Country Coach Chad Larson recapping the 2024 season. Any final thoughts on the season, Coach, making state for the 6th year in a row, or just things that happened along the way?
It's been a fun season. It's hard to believe that we're already over. It just seems like we just started. I'm just super proud of how the kids all dedicated themselves again, basically from June 1st through now, and put in so much work. Everything that they put in, is evident of the work that they did on how they performed here at the end of the season. Looking forward to next year already.
Well, thank you so much, Coach. Good luck there at Sioux Falls.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.